For decades now, scientists and volunteers in the Northeast have been trying to bring back the American chestnut tree, which a century ago was a big part of our forests. Here to tell us about the research and the pilot projects going on in this state is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hi.
This has been a slow restoration process, to say the least, because the blight that originally wiped out so many chestnut trees is still out there. How do we get around that significant hurdle?
So what has happened is there's a group called the American Chestnut Foundation that for decades has been trying to restore the American chestnut. They're hybridizing American chestnuts with Chinese chestnut, which is a related tree that is not affected by the blight, but it doesn't look as nice. It's not the same species exactly. There's a few that are grow old enough to actually produce chestnuts. And so part of the American Chestnut Foundation program has been to go to those trees, you hand pollinate them, and then you cover each flower with a bag so that other kinds of pollen doesn't get in and infect it and wait for the nut to grow. And you come back in the fall, take the bag off, and harvest the nuts. And then you use those to grow a next generation, and then you do the same thing with them. So what they're trying to do is create a tree that looks like an American chestnut but has enough Chinese chestnut genes in it that it can be resistant. A separate program out of State University of New York, which has been genetically modifying chestnuts, actually putting in genes from, I believe, a wheat gene has proved the most successful, actually inserting it into it instead of trying to create genes by slow hybridizing, by breeding over generations. You actually insert the gene in to create an American chestnut that's resistant. That's a separate study that's going on.
There is a project going on right now in Hollis to test some of the different varieties of chestnut trees to see how they're holding up. And what's fascinating about it, of course, is that the scientists who are studying the trees don't know which is which.
That's key, your standard double-blind protocol. They have a test plot right across the street from the headquarters, the Beaverbrook Association in Hollis. And inside, you look inside and you'll see lots of little tiny trees. And some of them are 3 or 4 feet tall, and some of them are 1 foot tall, and some of them are dead. They were all planted from seeds, I think early 2012, so a little over 2 years ago. And they are a variety of different kinds of hybrid. When I talked to Eric Berry, who's a biology professor at St. Anselm, who volunteers for the program, this is not his research, but he goes in, he doesn't know which trees are which. And so he likes it that way, because if he knew which ones are which, he might unconsciously, you know, want the fifth generation. They call it F3B3, the one that they think is going to make it in the wild. He might unconsciously want it to do well, and he might unconsciously increase his measurements very slightly. So it's just better to not know, so you can't do that by accident.
Well, the troubles with American chestnut trees started about a century ago. Other trees have faced challenges as well, and there's a hope that we might learn something from this experience that might help in these other situations.
The even better known one than the chestnut tree is the one that's been going on for the American elm for a long, long time. Folks in Keene have been doing creating hybrids, again, cross-pollinating with resistant species to try and create an elm tree that won't succumb to Dutch elm disease, which killed them all off back in the 30s. Recently, we have problems facing our ash trees from the emerald ash borer, the hemlock trees from the woolly adelgid. There is the longhorn beetle that eats just about anything. So you want to return some species if you can for forest diversity, because diversity is a good thing. So we need to bring these trees back.
The only trick is that we have to wait a few decades to see whether our ideas were successful or whether, wait for it, they were nuts.
They were nuts. Well, everybody says that planting a tree is the ultimate sign of optimism, because you'll never live to see it. There's many people who are working on this right now who will not be around to see whether it actually succeeded, which is kind of cool.
Well, David, thanks as always.
You bet.